Now, back to The Drive with Steve Jackson, live and local on Crystal Clear FM at 103.5 in Santa Rosa and 94.5 in Petaluma.
Hey, it's 5:23 here on The Drive. And before we go to our next guest, a quick announcement. A lot of people have been wondering that, you know, we got tax season coming up. Never a fun time for anybody. But they've just announced the state has postponed the filing and payment deadline for state taxes until June 15th. The federal government, the IRS, has announced that they have postponed for 90 days the deadline for making your 2019 tax payments. They still want you to file by April 15th, but you have 90 days beyond that to make your payment, if any is due. They encourage you to file on time because those of you who are getting a refund, obviously you don't want to wait the 90 days. You'd want to get it in as soon as possible. So again, there is a deadline on that. That gives everybody a little bit of a break while we're trying to get through things. So I'll keep you updated on other things as they come about. Sheriff Mark Essick, always a pleasure to talk to you, sir. Thank you for joining us.
Well, thank you, Pete, and thank you for that good news about taxes. We appreciate that.
Yeah, anytime you know, they give out good news, I figure it's like, yeah, you got to let people know because that's so rare.
Agreed.
Yeah. So I just tell us what the sheriff's department is in the way. Everybody's still learning that, you know, shelter in place. And I've had people ask me, they say, well, how are you going to enforce this? What are they going to do? I mean, you're not going to go around arresting people, obviously. But what is the sheriff's department, you know, what is the plan or the thoughts in this regard?
Well, I think that's a great question. That's on everybody's mind right now. The public health officer for the county's order does carry the weight of a actual law. It's a misdemeanor to violate an order from a public health officer. However, you know, we at the sheriff's office, and I think all the police chiefs throughout Sonoma County are in pretty good agreement here that we're looking for voluntary compliance from the public. We really don't want our deputies or our police officers put into a position where they have to make an arrest. And I think part of the way that we get there is through public education, such as KSRO, and just getting the word out there, educate people, let them make an informed decision. We want people to take a look at that public health order, see how it applies to them. They can go to socoemergency.org, as Supervisor Gorin was just speaking about, and learn a little bit more about it. They can also call 211 on their phones and talk to a real person and get some information about the order that way. But it's really about education. We are hoping to get compliance from the public. And I'll tell you, I'm really impressed with this county through the two fires that we've had, the flood that we had. We get great compliance. I think when the public here in Sonoma County is informed and they know what's going on, we get the compliance and people listen. And I really appreciate that about our community.
Yeah, and we saw that last year, of course, in the Kincade fire, is that the response to the evacuation order for all those concerned was very well heeded, and it certainly made your job a whole lot easier.
That's right. So, you know, we're certainly hoping and asking the public to pay attention to this order and to follow it. It will help us reduce the spread of the COVID-19 virus, and, you know, that is paramount right now. We've got to take a look at our community, look at the people in our community that are vulnerable, you know, those who have existing medical conditions or over 65. And, I think we're going to come together. I'm really well prepared to see our county come together, pay attention to this order, and take a break, essentially.
Now, obviously, there's probably going to be some exceptions to it. For example, if you have a doctor's appointment, if you have to go out and get food, if you have to go to work, let's say one person leaves their house, gets in their car, goes to their office all by themselves. Clearly, that's a different situation than going to, you know, a large employer that has 100 employees, I would imagine, and going to be treated differently.
That's right. There are a number of exceptions in the order. And, you know, I've heard some of the other police chiefs throughout the Bay Area talk about compassionate enforcement of this law. And certainly I've instructed my deputies, and I think the other police chiefs in this county are talking to their officers as well. We want compassionate enforcement. We want to educate the public. But there are some necessities that we have to take care of. We have to get out and get groceries. We may have to go to the pharmacy to get prescriptions. So there are a number of exceptions for taking care of each other and some basic functions of life. But really, I think if you dissect this order, it really is trying to stop large gatherings of people in areas like bars, restaurants, sports, those venues, movie theaters where disease can spread.
Right.
And I would also add, you know, we recognize this is really tough. This is really hard on local business owners, and trying to deal with this is going to be tough. It's going to affect their bottom line. And, you know, it looks like the state government and the federal government is trying to come through with some help. And I sure hope that comes through quickly for our local business owners.
Hopefully so. I know we're running out of time, but I've got two quick questions for you. One is a question from a caller. They ask, what procedures should people take who go to work for exempted businesses?
Well, so we're not going to be pulling cars over on the freeway. So I want to dispel that myth right away. So if a person is out and about in a vehicle driving to work, you're not going to get pulled over. You're not going to get questioned about your activities. So I think that's a big concern and maybe a myth that we need to dispel right away. If you're in your vehicle, you're going to work for a protected activity, you don't need to worry. You don't have to carry any sort of special papers with you. There's nothing like that. If you do happen to have a contact with a law enforcement officer, we just want you to explain what's going on, where you're headed to, and we may ask you a couple clarifying questions. And hopefully we'll be able to send you on your way.
Sounds good. And another question, anecdotally, there's some discussion about some business owners saying to their employees, well, we need you to come in to work anyway, despite this. How are you going to deal with that if it occurs?
Well, you know, if you look at the exemptions, there are a number. So if someone's involved in, say, the trades, plumbing, hardware, grocery, drug stores, you know, those are all exemptions going on right now. But if an employer is irresponsibly asking for their employees to come in, that is a concern. I don't know that it's necessarily a law enforcement concern, but it's a concern that we should probably get up to the public health officer, and maybe we might have to talk to that employer or pay a visit to them and really maybe try to explain and educate that employer about the dangers of ordering employees to come in when they shouldn't. So, you know, Pete, it's a fluid situation. We haven't dealt with this in the 27 years I've been at the sheriff's office. I think we're all going to maybe give each other the benefit of the doubt here. As we work through this, and you know, I really think things will actually work out for the best. I think people will heed the warnings. I think employers will do the right thing. There may be a couple one-offs here and there, but we'll address them as they come up.
Yeah, and as you say, it's a fluid situation. We're all kind of planning for, well, we really don't know what we're planning for. We're planning for what we think might happen or for anything that might happen, and we're just going to discover it as we go along. Well, we're coming up on a break, but again, Sheriff Mark Essick, thank you again for all your hard work, and thank you for informing the public and answering some questions that they had.
All right. Thanks, Pete. Thank you to KSRO. We'd be glad to come back and keep the public informed. I'll be glad to come back anytime.
Oh, I'm sure we'll take advantage of that.
All right.
Okay, Sheriff Mark Essick answering a couple of questions, and then, of course, socoemergency.org. If you have any other questions, you can probably find answers on there. If not, you can certainly call one of your local officials, city or county, for clarification. Okay, quick break. When we come back, we're going to be talking with Santa Rosa Fire Department Assistant Fire Marshal Paul Lowenthal. Stay tuned.